mystery salvation.
For Jesus' sake, or perhaps we're used to hearing people say, for Christ's sake. Well, these are words that we frequently hear at the end of a prayer. But worldly people use this as a kind of an expletive to emphasize whatever it is that they're saying. But that would be a violation of the second commandment. So what do we mean by this? Well, there are two possible meanings. One is that we are asking God to do something for the benefit of Jesus, for his sake. The other is that we are asking God to answer our prayer on account of Jesus, for his sake, because of what he has done for us. Now, I could stop right here, And you would know which one of these we are using. But I want to dig a little deeper. We don't want the expression for Jesus' sake to be merely an exclamation point at the end of a prayer. So we should ask ourselves, what would prayer be like without Jesus? If he didn't exist? Well, listen to Isaiah in chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So if Jesus was out of the picture, this passage would be talking about us. We would come before the throne of God, filthy, covered with sins. Would he listen to us? Actually, we couldn't come before the throne of God at all. For what does God say? Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. So without Jesus, our hands would be unclean. They have been used for sinful actions. Have you used your hands to take something that belonged to somebody else? Have you used your hands to punch somebody? Have you used your hands in a sinful way with the opposite sex? Have you used your hands to cheat on classwork? Then he talks about a pure heart. So what is the condition of your heart? Is it pure? Have you had no evil thoughts? So where's your heart right now? Are you carefully listening to the chapel speaker? Or are you thinking about something that you're planning to do later? Or are you discussing with the person next to you some silly observation? A pure heart is one that does not entertain evil thoughts. But you might say, no one is like that. But that's the point. If only those with clean hands and a pure heart can come before God, then no one can come. It's like an impenetrable wall. Your iniquities have separated you from your God. Millions of the people throughout this world pray, but their prayers go unheard. Their folded hands are unclean. Their hearts are impure. God, however, is holy. His heart is pure. He will not allow us into his presence unless unless there is some cleansing agent for these filthy hands, some way to purify the heart. Without Jesus, there is no way. He is the only way. As the Spirit proclaims to us, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It is as he promised, I will cleanse you from all your filthiness. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments to do them. So Jesus is the reason that we can approach the throne of God. So think of Jesus seated at the right hand of God. Think of this as you come into his presence with prayer. When you make your request to God, then you say, please grant this for his sake, for Jesus' sake. And then God looks at him and sees the imprints of the nails and the spear, the evidence of his sacrifice. For Jesus' sake, because he took our place under the terrible anger of God, because of that, we have clean hands, and our hearts have been purified by the blood of his holy sacrifice. In the fourth chapter of Hebrews, the Spirit reveals that we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. For Jesus' sake, on account of what Jesus has done, we can come before God and do so without fear. We can come with boldness, confidently, courageously, because we know for sure that for Jesus' sake, God hears our righteous requests. For Jesus' sake. This means on account of what this substitute has done. He has broken down that dividing wall of our iniquities. He has turned the Father's loving face toward us. Praise be to him who stands beside the throne and appeals to the Father on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Verses 2 and 3, 367.
Jesus, hail, enthroned in glory, there forever to abide. All the heavenly hosts adore thee, seated at the Father's side. Therefore, sinners, thou art pleading, there thou dost plead. Ever for us interceding, yeah.